Nearly half of depression patients fail to respond to antidepressants. This report is narrated by Nicole McCall and was written by George Sitroner. A new study has found a critical challenge in mental health treatment. 40% of depression patients do not respond to multiple antidepressant medications. This phenomenon, known as treatment-resistant depression, TRD, is generally defined as depression that remains after a patient has tried two different types of antidepressant medication. Currently, there are limited guidelines available for managing TRD. Published in the British Journal of Psychiatry, the study sheds light on a condition that leaves patients increasingly vulnerable. The scale problem. The research from the University of Birmingham and Birmingham Soul Mental Health NHS Foundation Trust provides a look into the limitations of current depression treatments. They found that 48% of patients with a recorded depression diagnosis had tried at least two different antidepressants, while 37% had experimented with four or more options, indicating that their depression may not be responding to antidepressant drugs. The researchers conducted interviews with patients who experienced TRD. Many participants expressed a sense of hopelessness due to not responding to treatments and felt frustrated at what they perceived as a one-size-fits-all approach, with antidepressants being the main treatment for depression care. It is currently unclear why some patients are not responsive to antidepressants. There is an irony that the experience of struggling to treat depression is in itself a risk factor for a worsening sense of hopelessness, Kyle Pritik-Grill, the study's corresponding author, said in a statement. This should be a clarion call to recognize that treatment-resistant depression needs to be factored into clinical decision-making and the ongoing support the patients are offered. TRD patients are also at a greater risk of having other health conditions, with a 35% higher likelihood of having personality disorder. Furthermore, they face a heightened risk of cardiovascular disease, showing a 46% increase compared to those without TRD. The study also highlighted an increased likelihood of experiencing anxiety and engaging in self-harm among people with depression that has not responded to standard treatments. This study is important as the data demonstrates people with TRD are at a higher risk of a range of poorer outcomes, and that we need better defined care pathways for helping this population, and are in urgent need of developing and testing new treatments for this group, Stephen Marowa, a consultant psychiatrist and study co-authored, stated. The finding that nearly half of patients with major depressive disorder do not respond to multiple antidepressant treatments has two significant implications, Sanam Hefez, a New York-based neuropsychologist and director of Comprehend the Mind, told The Epoch Times. The study underscores the need for more personalized treatment approaches, as well as the need for better diagnostic tools to identify patients at a risk for treatment-resistant depression early in the process, Hafez noted. This would allow for alternative therapies to be explored sooner, potentially reducing the emotional distress patients experience from ineffective treatments, she said. Beyond pharmaceuticals. Non-pharmaceutical treatments with psychotherapy have become essential in the management of TRD cases where medication proves ineffective, according to Hafez. Cognitive behavioral therapy assists patients by teaching them to handle negative thoughts and build coping strategies that provide relief when medications prove ineffective, she said. Interpersonal therapy and mindfulness-based interventions offer emotional support along with stress management tools for patients. Research indicates a significant number of people with depression can experience improvements through cognitive behavioral therapy, with response rates generally falling between 50 and 75%. The presence of anxiety and self-harm in patients with treatment-resistant depression complicates treatments in several ways, Hafez said. She also pointed out that anxiety can exacerbate depressive symptoms, making it harder to achieve symptom relief using standard antidepressant treatments. Treatment-resistant depression often co-occurs with anxiety, and when these two conditions intersect, the therapeutic approach becomes more nuanced. The combination of both conditions may require more complex, tailored treatment plans, as medications for depression might not fully address symptoms of anxiety. Anxiety can also lead to heightened emotional distress and increased difficulty in engaging with psychotherapy, potentially making it harder for patients to benefit from therapeutic interventions, Hafez noted. Similarly, self-harm behaviors complicate the clinical picture by increasing the risk of physical injury and creating additional psychological burdens for patients and clinicians, she added. These comorbid conditions may also affect a patient's willingness to engage with treatment, as the distress from both anxiety and depression can result in treatment noncompliance or withdrawal. According to Hafez, this means that managing TRD with co-occurring anxiety and self-harm will often require a multidisciplinary action that combines medication, psychotherapy, and careful monitoring for safety and well-being. Thank you for listening to this report by The Epoch Times. If you enjoyed the content, don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating. We'll see you with another in-depth story tomorrow.